Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Mike Junkins and Ron Brom with Manufacturers Chemicals in Cleveland, Tennessee. Guys, how you doing?
Just fine. How are you, Kemp?
I'm fine. Thanks for being with me this morning. I wanted to talk to you because you have developed some chemicals that are used in the processing of carpet that either come from a waste stream or a renewable resource. We'll get into that in a minute. First, if one of you would, please tell me a little bit about Manufacturers Chemicals.
Okay, Kemp. We were actually founded in 1919 by a textile operation here in Cleveland, Tennessee. We've been involved in the Dalton, North Georgia carpet market almost since the beginning in the early 40s when tufting really started to expand. We were actually one of the first four companies in that Dalton market providing specialty chemicals for the dyeing and finishing of carpet. In the early 70s, we entered the fiber processing area with a line of processing aids for manufacturing carpet yarn and lubricants for extruding filament. In 2001, we further expanded our offerings in the Dalton market when we bought another company that provided dye stuffs and leveling agents and dispersants for dyeing of carpet yarn. Since that time, we've obviously become more interested in the environmental impacts of our products, and we've sought to try and come up with products that could be used either at lower levels to reduce the amount of effluent going into the waste streams, or we've tried to come up with products that are based on naturally occurring materials as opposed to petrochemical-based materials. And I'm going to let Mike make some comments about some of those products that we've provided.
All right, before Mike does that, let me just review real quick. So you make lubricants, specialty dyes, and levelers. Those are the type of chemicals that you make for the flooring industry?
That's correct.
Okay. And these products that we're talking about now that are made from either waste stream or renewable resources, one of the good news items about that is that they don't come from petroleum products, apparently, and I guess you call them your EcoCare products, is that right?
That's right. That's one of the lines of products.
Okay. Well, go ahead and tell me about those.
Okay. Well, when you're looking at a carpet fiber that is dye processed, you can be looking at 3 to 8% of its weight in chemicals, both process chemicals and treatment chemicals. So if you multiply that by the number of pounds and expand that over time, you can see that that's quite a footprint of chemistry. And as we looked at these chemicals, some of them are relatively safe and benign at the point where you use them, but during their manufacture, they take their toll on the environment, and then some of them are not especially friendly even at the point of use. And I'm talking about the entire range of chemicals, which would be antifoams, surfactants of various kinds used in carpet processes, lubricants, buffers, and stain blockers, and fluorochemicals. And what we have sought to do is to put together a family of products that are much kinder to the environment. And many of those are completely from renewable resources. Some are hybrid, but still will have significant environmental improvement. And the family that we are looking at, especially targeted for carpet, we have a polyester leveling agent that is the name of it's EcoCare LNC, and that replaces a chemistry that's been around for about 20 years. In this case, we're talking about a completely renewable product, all made entirely from renewable resources. We have a new leveling agent for nylon that tends to mask streaking and differences in dyeability, and that's EcoCare AC. That product, again, from completely from renewable resources. We just introduced a new lubricant, which is a much higher percentage of renewable materials and friendlier components otherwise. That's called EcoLube Supra, and interestingly enough, we use that in solution dyed carpets, and it meets the requirements for the most demanding processes out there, and we found it to have some advantage on soiling. We have antifoam materials that we've made that are almost entirely from renewable resources. And of course, the list goes on. Some of these products are in complete full production and being purchased by our customers now, and others are in the final stages of development. And we have a few more on the drawing board that hopefully we'll see fully commercialized in the near future.
Now, Mike, let me jump in here. One of the things I think is very interesting, you know, some of us that live in this business can get right into the details of how everything's done, but just in layman terms, we do recognize that there's more and more polyester being used, and some of the issues with the earlier use of polyester have been solved. Sounds like that your company has been instrumental in solving some of those, because there was dyeing and streaking issues a long time ago when polyester first came out. Sounds like that your levelers helped solve that issue. And there's also been issues with polyester has an affinity for lubricants, and there's a scouring process I think they use now to remove the lubricants, which are necessary for processing. We ran this release at the end of June. Since it is news, I guess some of these chemicals are replacing products that might not have been as friendly from an environmental standpoint. Talk a little bit about the evolution of that.
Well, many of these products were based on petrochemicals, things like phenols that were actually banned in many countries and are really frowned upon for use in the U.S. We've been able to replace with some unique chemistries, again, that are based on renewable things, vegetable source materials, animal fatty-based materials. So those products have been very successful in eliminating some of these age-old problems.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's very interesting. So your company manufactures chemicals, actually a division of the Synalloy Corporation?
That's right.
Okay. You want to talk briefly about that?
Yeah, Synalloy is a publicly traded company on NASDAQ. We produce, in addition to chemicals at our Cleveland and Dalton sites and dye stuffs, we produce stainless steel pipe, welded stainless steel pipe, mm-hmm. and piping systems. And those products go into a variety of different areas that we actually have markets that we share with between our chemical side and our metal side. Obviously, textile operations and dye operations use stainless steel pipe.
Most everybody knows that there's three companies that manufacture over 80% of all the carpet. Are you supplier to all three, BoYu, Mohawk, and Shaw?
We have supplied all of those companies or currently supplying them. Yes, we're very familiar with those three.
So if somebody in the manufacturing process of carpet is not familiar with manufacturers' chemicals, I notice that you do have a website, which is manufacturerschemicals.com, right?
Yes.
Okay, guys. Well, I appreciate you being with us this morning. Again, we've been talking to Manufacturers Chemicals about their waste and renewable resource processing chemicals. We've been talking to Mike Junkins and Ron Braum, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.